Yep. We'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. Right. Fucking thing sucks.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine? Well, back up and then everything's on my own.
That they are assaulting our children. They are assaulting your crotch.
Right into the phone, your dad is at it.
I like them French fried potatoes.
Well, that's because you're an idiot.
The knowledge banks of this unit have been wiped clean.
Then there is what could only be a bizarre coincidence or something else.
I'd like an omelet, plain, and a chicken salad sandwich on wheat toast. No mayonnaise, no butter, no lettuce, and a cup of coffee.
Cheers, and welcome to I'm With Stupid. J-Man and I are going to get crusty tonight. This is Matt Man coming to you live from the Palatial Digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting next to me, a mere 274 miles away, is the irrepressible J-Man.
Hola, y'all. This is the J-Man coming to you live from my luxurious studios here in Redneckville, Arkansas. it was something funny about that, Matt?
I still can't get used to the hola, y'all.
Well, a little local flavor to it there. And speaking of flavor, we've got a big show planned.
Oh, my God. You're starting to think like me, and I like you because I was going to say the same thing. You and I are now Segalicious together.
Oh, that's hot.
Mm-hmm. So how you doing tonight, though?
I'm doing great. It's very unspring-like weather this week. It's been very chilly and rainy almost all week. And a little you know, bummed about that, but looks like we're going to get some sun and nice weather for the weekend.
Well, good.
How
for
are you doing?
Well, the weather's not that good. It's like 45 and gray and drizzly, and
yeah,
it's like I'm living in Seattle. Only I'm not surrounded by Starbucks.
No. Or hot Asian women.
I don't think there's such a thing.
They're all over the place in Seattle. At least that's what
that's
I keep
for
being
another
told.
Show.
So
tonight, guys, we're talking about sandwiches. But before we get to that, as always, Jay probably has a few shout-outs to give.
Yeah, we got a couple of shout-outs. The first one, of course, is to Dr. Anonymous, who you can hear every Thursday night at 8 p.m. Eastern right here on Blog Talk Radio. He's moved back to prime time because that's where the action is. And you can check him out here on the network, and he's a real live doctor. And lots of fascinating topics and great guests on that show. And then, of course, on Mondays at 10 p.m. Eastern, here on Blog Talk Radio is Music on the Couch with Mr. Vinny Bond. Independent, unsigned artist, fascinating stuff, good people. He's an excellent interviewer. And, Matt, we have a caller.
Oh, we do. I'm sorry.
We
oh,
do. And just before we take this call,
okay,
I'm supposed to, I have a secret message that I'm supposed to convey to you from someone.
Okay.
And that is that I understand you have a new nickname, a little pet name from someone.
I do?
And yes, apparently, and I have to break my Lent vow here to say it, but that's okay because Jesus will understand.
You're doing it for the show and you're doing it for someone else.
Exactly. And that apparently you are someone's little special fucktard.
Yes, I've heard that before. I heard it just recently.
Yeah,
and with
yeah.
That, and with that, let's take this call from 417. 417, you're on the air with I'm With Stupid.
Hello, my special pop tar.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I'm so happy you did that, Jay.
Well, I promised I would, and you know I keep all my promises.
Yes. Not, you don't have to cuss no more now.
Right. Like I said, Jesus will understand.
That's right.
Very well.
So on the phone with us is Cracker.
Crackerville.
Better known as Crackerville on Twitter. And
mm-hmm.
how's it going tonight, babe?
It's going great. I am sitting here having beers. Well, actually, my husband's all passed out, so I'm all alone now. I know.
Is he indoors or outside?
Is he what?
Is he inside passed out?
Well, yeah, but he has been outside passed out before, so we've tried to break that habit. I'm trying to, you know, make an inside one. I'm inside training him.
Love house training.
So, Jay,
so what kind of beer?
Jay,
what?
Hopefully, since since you live in Arkansas and Cracker's down there that way too, it'd be helpful with her accent that you could translate for me and our listeners.
I don't have any problem understanding her at all.
Earlier. Yeah, he don't have a problem. I don't know what your problem is.
Well, it's probably all the Milwaukee's best light I've been drinking.
That understands me just fine.
Yeah.
I don't even
notice that she has an accent.
Of course you don't.
Sounds perfectly normal to me.
That's why you're my special fucktard.
So, Cracker, tonight we're talking about... Well, we're talking about sandwiches tonight. Is there a certain sandwich that is, like, your favorite?
Other than a Matt and Jay sandwich.
Well, that's everyone's favorite.
Yes, I know. That is so yummy.
And it's always hot.
Yes. Full of protein, too. I love a roasty sandwich.
I like roast beef. What do you put on yours?
I put strictly like vinegar and black olives.
Oh, very good. Ooh. Oh,
really?
Olives.
Yes. Yummy.
I'm not a black olive guy. I bet you like black olives on your pizza, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And my
what
friend,
is wrong with you, Jay?
I don't know. Jay's got a problem, I guess.
Well, you know, I'm just not a big black olive fan.
Well, I'll tell you what. In fact, olives in general, a friend of mine who I've known for a few years through Blogger, she refers to olives as Satan's dingleberries.
What does that mean?
It means she hates them.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I like the black ones and the green ones, so.
I do, too.
They're all good.
If you say so. Do you like any horseradish on that with your roast beef?
No, I hate horseradish.
Good.
Yes, nasty.
I guess we have a departure there, Cracker.
I know.
I'm a horseradish fanatic. I love it.
Well, I think you're just confused because you just got beer in your town now.
No, that's me.
I'm like, it's gone to your head.
No, I'm the one who just started selling beer here.
No, you just now got your wet county, so I think, you know, it's like all just confusing you. You don't know what you like anymore because you're just like at the beer now.
Oh, right. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I bet in your beer store, Jay, they sell sandwiches too, don't they?
Do they?
Oh, yeah, they do. And I bet they're pretty some pretty good stuff sitting there in that little cooler. They can't be more than 2-3 months
yeah.
old.
For sure. I mean, it is Harrison.
Yeah, you know those stuff.
They probably came from Fukushima.
They probably did. You know, they got the. You can get your turkey sandwich with Swiss, and you can get a ham sandwich with American.
Like,
but for some
lying.
Reason, you can't get turkey and American though. I don't know why they won't mix it up, and it's either on wheat or white bread and
it's
a nice
just like
big pile of mayo
turkey
on it. No. And then, of course, they get a big pile of mayo already on it, as if you would like that or something. And it's all soggy.
I love
soggy.
Mayo.
Their sandwiches are nasty.
Yeah, the bread gets all soggy. And yeah. I personally prefer those hot dogs that have been sitting under that heat lamp since 1978.
Oh, my God.
Well, you probably can't get American... You probably can't get American cheese on your sandwich because there was probably an executive order signed by President Obama because, well, you know.
American, exactly.
He hates American.
Right. And if I don't get the hot dog, then I'll get the nachos out of that nacho machine, you know, because when you hit the button, I like the sound that it makes when it goes, you know.
Oh, jeez.
It's kind of like the cheese you get at Taco Bell, right?
Oh, yes. It will
it sounds like an old man standing in line at the deli.
Your ass will be on fire for a week. Oh,
needless to say, I know a lot about convenience stores, don't I?
Well, considering I come from the same town as you and I know them convenience stores, I wouldn't be admitting that.
You have a convenience store with quite a unique name there in Harrison, don't you? Oh, Redneck Phil and Jay.
We do. We have a come and go right here in town.
Yes, there is a come and go. And actually, it has to be gas. It's like the cheapest gas
pretty...
ever.
Yeah. But,
just don't buy the nachos.
Now, one of my favorite sandwiches is fried bologna.
Oh.
That's good stuff.
I like bologna. Because it just tastes like it's a, like, burnt, like, I don't know, burnt animal. It's nasty. It's gross.
But, you know, you put a little bit of butter in the...
No, don't put butter in it. That just ruins the butter.
Well, you put a little butter in the pan and get it melted and then throw the bologna in there and fry it up. Well, you could heat up and cook up some Vienna sausages that way, too.
Oh, I like a Polish sausages.
If you're a mental patient.
I tend to go for the bigger Polish sausages. Bigger the better.
Well, that's a little intimidating, but okay.
You're talking about Vienna, and I'm wanting to go Polish, so.
Okay.
And
now
Jay,
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Cracker.
No, I said now you don't know what to say.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, if anyone else would like to call in.
We have a caller.
Oh, we do?
Oh, I can go.
Oh, no, you're fine.
Oh, you don't have to.
Stay on that.
Oh, okay.
We're high-tech, Cracker.
We got five lines here. We can.
Oh, you got five lines?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So wait, let's talk to people.
602, you're on the air.
Yes, I'd like to know if there are any hard and fast rules when it comes to using sandwich condiments.
What is that?
Oh, my
well,
God.
Well,
I think
like
this
a...
is gay territory.
Well, first of all, don't use mayo. Don't use mayonnaise at all because that is the most disgusting substance known to man. And
yes.
You put that on the sandwich and it'll become entirely too moist. It'll actually be soggy, and the meat starts sliding around, and all that white stuff. It's really gross.
That sounded sexual, and I kind of like it.
Is she like mechanic?
So then, if you were to be stranded on a desert island and could only take one sandwich with you, what would it be?
Oh, wow. Do I have a little cooktop of any kind?
If you need to prepare your sandwich, you will have the necessary equipment, but you only get one. Only one sandwich.
I know what mine would be.
What would yours be, Matt Mann?
It would be a Reuben.
Good choice.
Mm. I think that's not bad. I think mine would be it would have smoked ham, salami, cheddar cheese, sliced dill pickles, a little bit of mustard, and some bacon.
Ah, that's
nice.
Mine
club
light. Roast beef, smoked ham, olives, vinegar, salt and pepper. That's it.
Interesting choice.
Now, would you like
and
that?
And yours?
My favorite sandwich?
Yep.
Wow. I've recently come to become quite fond of roasted beets with melted cheddar cheese and salt and pepper on a roll.
Oh.
It sounds weird, but it actually tastes quite good.
Rolls are really good.
Yeah, roll. Because they don't fall apart, you know? It's like bread. And stuff doesn't fall out the bottom. Don't you hate that? You pick up the bun or your sandwich and like half of the stuff just drops out the other side.
I hate that.
Did you say beets?
Beets. Roasted beets. What? Not a big fan of beets?
Okay, then.
Are you talking about beets? The purple
tastes
thing?
Nasty.
Exactly.
No, they're good roasted, honest, with the melted cheddar cheese on top.
Don't ruin a perfectly good sandwich with beets.
No. Well, wait, have you
well,
tried
I guess I would
a
try
roasted sandwich? You'd have to try it before you could diss it. Because I was thinking I wasn't going to like it either, but it's actually
no, I'm
going to
diss it right
good.
Now because that's just freaky.
That is awesome. Ew.
Well, I would try
sorry,
it because I'm a pretty adventurous
nasty.
Guy.
Okay, toasted or untoasted, buns, bread, or rolls?
I like mine hot.
Hot. Toasted?
Okay.
I like my sandwiches toasted.
Mine, toasted. If it's got
toasted.
Now, I'll tell you what's interesting. I was trying to get an international flavor for the show tonight, Jay. I did a lot of research. And I was talking to our lovely lowlands lady, Dutch bitch, earlier, who lives in the Netherlands. Yeah. And I asked her, because I'm looking for something exotic. She lives in Holland. And I said, what is one of the more common or popular sandwiches in the Netherlands? And I was waiting for this, you know, some thing she would say. You know what she said? She said, cheese. She said, I was so bummed.
Yeah, very elaborate. Wow, yeah. I thought maybe she would just say, you know, like a cannabis sandwich.
Well, actually, she actually came back and said, well, there's also this, and it's something called a Bruja croquet, which is actually minced meat coagulated and put on a bun. And I said, wow, that's really nice. That's good stuff right there.
Everybody loves meat.
Yeah, that's probably what they eat when they're high and they've got the munchies.
In the flesh pots of the hag with guy on your dick.
What about a Vegemite sandwich? Have you had one of those?
Oh, no, I would never do that.
I've actually had one of those.
And what was your thought?
It was horrible. But now it might not have been. It was canned, and I don't know how. You know, I mean, it might have been kind of like canned haggis isn't real. The real haggis, you know.
Yeah.
So. But this chick from Australia convinced me to try.
We
it
all know
college.
That the AJ. We all know that the jarred haggis or Vegemite is better than the canned Vegemite.
Oh, it is. Because the can picks up that aluminum taste to it, right?
Exactly.
What about spam?
A spamwich is
a little fried
sandwich.
Spam.
It's
sandwich?
A meal. Oh, like
the
bomb.
Oh, I like spam.
Yeah.
Spam is a bomb.
Spam is nasty.
What do you mean it's nasty?
It's nasty. I mean, you like, you know, well, first of all, it comes in an aluminum can. Second of all, it's like all greasy. And then you like, you know, try to like cut it and it's like greasy parts coming out. It's gross.
Well, you can fry that up, though.
Spam is great. That's what I do, too. I've made spam parmesan. I mean, it's not like it has that congealed fluid all over it anymore. They fixed that.
Yeah,
that was part of specially processed American meat substance.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, it used to be the only time you could get fried spam was at the county fair, but now you can get all kinds of spam at Walmart and fry it up at home.
You get all kinds of spam on the internet, too.
It's not quite as tasty, though. Now, I did go to China one time, Jay, and I had this sandwich. It was great. It was called the Mao Tse beef tongue sandwich. And
what? Say that again?
I don't think I can.
No, do it.
And then, of course, I went to Germany once, too. And I can't remember what the sandwich was, but I know it was on a Kaiser roll. Hello!
Ouch.
You're quite the world traveler there, Matt.
I know.
About 5 minutes left in the live stream. If anybody else was wanting to call in, we have a couple more lines open. 661-244-9852. And how about paninis? You guys like a panini?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like what?
A panini, you know, like the Italian sandwich.
Yeah,
and it's
awesome.
In the.
Yes.
Yeah. I had a great one time from a Whole Foods. They had the little deli there. And they had the salmon and pesto panini. And I sat there at Whole Foods, and I had that and a glass of white wine, you know, living the thug life like I do, you know.
That's
So what's your favorite sandwich joint? Subway?
Oh, I love
Jimmy
Subway.
John's?
But I don't know. I think my favorite thing to do, and this is going to sound like all redneck, but I love to go to Walmart and get their, like, sub packs and make my own Subway. So I, like, stack it with, like, roast beef and ham and olives and mushrooms and green peppers and everything. It's just, it's
wow, badass. That's pretty elaborate right there. That's pretty elaborate.
Yeah, it is good.
That's another thing I'm not allowed in the house. Mushrooms.
What's
that? I'm not allowed to have mushrooms in the house.
You trip on them?
Oh, that's unfortunate.
No, I know. I love them. I'm like, hello.
We have yet another caller there, Matt.
Oh, really?
Oh.
972, you're on the air.
Hola.
Oh, hola. How are you?
Who's this?
This is Coffee Man. What's up, Cracker?
Hello.
How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm good.
Is this Java?
I know Cracker.
Is this Java?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that's me.
Oh, this is Mark. He's cool.
All right, how's it going, Mark?
How long y'all had this blog radio thing going?
20 years. No.
No, come on.
Oh wait,
now.
No, wait. 28 shows. Yeah, that's it. 28 shows.
I didn't ask you how old you were. So y'all are talking sandwiches, huh?
Yeah. You got a special one you'd like to make?
They talk about different things, so I'm trying to help them out tonight.
You're trying to help them out? Well, we know where you can go.
Whoa.
You got to be careful. You got to be careful when you get her on there. No,
welcome to the I'm
with
Stupid Date Show.
I'm partial to peanut butter and jelly myself.
How you doing, Abby? Oh, just a basic everyday peanut butter and jelly. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, well, it's got to be the honey roast, like the Peter Pan honey roast peanut butter, and it has to be Bama brand apple butter.
Wow. Well,
that's pretty fancy.
You're kind of a PB&J elitist, aren't you?
Well, since they came out with the honey roast peanut butter, that's kind of been the peanut butter of choice. So, but like the bologna and cheese, I like those. But I heard you talking about no mayo, but I'm all about the Miracle Whip. Not the mayonnaise, but the Miracle Whip.
Oh, God, I got to have real mayo.
Nah.
I can only take it if it's in my tuna fish or chicken salad or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got to be Miracle Whip.
It depends on what I'm eating.
That's so nice.
Like hot dogs all have ketchup and mustard. But if it's a hot dog
mustard
that I've cooked over the open fire, then it's got to have the Miracle Whip. Kind of weird.
I'm kind of picky about these things.
I guess so, maybe. I don't know.
Weird, freaking facts.
Do you label everything in your house, Mark?
Say again?
Do you label everything in your house?
Oh, heavens no. No.
Oh.
I'm not that anal.
Real quick, I just want to say we got about 40 seconds left in the live stream before we go into the overtime section. So everybody who's listening live on in the chat room or on their mobile devices or what have you, we want to thank you for visiting us, and be sure to come on back and listen to the archives, and you can hear the final 15 minutes that way in the archives, because that's the way BTR does things.
So you only get, what, 30 minutes?
Yeah, 30 minutes
30
and then
minutes
15
live.
Minutes. Yeah, and then 15 minutes after that.
And let me get this in real quick. We're going to be on Saturday at noon.
Well, they do talk about a lot of different things, too, so it's really cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I was.
Yeah, he talked about all.
As soon as I heard your voice, I was like, I don't even have to hear her name.
Thank you.
Kind of distinctive, isn't it?
Yes, it is, very much so. Yeah, you should ask her about. Maybe we'll wait till the 15 minutes is. I'm gonna say you should ask her about running through the woods. She likes to go jogging.
He likes to tie me up in scarves. Yeah, he's afraid.
You're telling our secrets now. You better stop that.
Sorry.
No, he's okay. I'm sensing a remake of the Tommy Knockers.
I just need to get a rusty sandwich and it's all good.
Okay. Okay then.
Did she say rusty sandwiches?
Hello?
Did you say rusty sandwich?
Rusty sandwich, that's my favorite.
Roast beef, can't you understand English?
See, I thought she said rusty too.
Sounded like rusty.
Everybody else can understand me but you, Matt.
No, evidently Mark has a little problem too.
So, Mark, where are you at? Where are you calling from?
I'm actually in Dallas.
Okay, well you should be able to understand Cracker pretty easily then.
Mark,
yes, sir.
Didn't it sound like Rusty?
It did sound like Rusty.
See,
hey, Rusty.
I am not losing my mind.
I heard
roast beef.
See?
It's pretty clear to me.
My bad. Yeah, say.
Mm-hmm.
Jay's my interpreter.
Hey, Desert Rat,
one of my all-time favorite sandwiches was my double-decker bologna and cheese sandwich.
I love bologna.
Oh, what does that have on it?
The front, huh? What does that have on it? It's just three pieces of bread. You've got bread with Miracle Whip, bologna and cheese, but it's like toasted bologna cooked in the toaster, like a toaster oven.
Yeah.
Not necessarily fried. And then you have another piece
of bread.
A
little healthier
that
way.
And then you have another piece of bologna and cheese, and then you have another piece of toast on top of that.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
And you got
right
like
there.
three layers of Miracle Whip, and the bologna slides all around.
Yeah, see now when you do the bologna in the toaster oven like that, it's a little healthier. That's a much healthier sandwich.
Just sit it in
there on the rack and you let the grease kind of drip off of it. And, you know.
That's right. Exactly.
No.
I think you lose
exactly
all the
right.
nitrites right then, too.
Then you watch the flames flare up in your toaster oven.
Oh,
kind of like out on your grill.
Better than
that's part of the fun.
I have to mention, mm-hmm. better than roast beef, my ultimate favorite is a BLT.
All-American classic right there.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, my favorite BLT recipe, sometimes, you know, I say no to the tomato, no to the mayonnaise, no to the lettuce, and no to the bread, and then just eat the bacon.
Just eat the bacon.
That is a great sandwich.
maybe with an egg on the side, right?
Oh, there you go.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you know, bacon makes just about any sandwich better. It especially makes vegetarian sandwiches better.
Yeah. As long as the bacon's really crunchy. It's got to be crunchy. I don't want to take a bite and have the bacon pull out of my sandwich.
Oh, no. See, I like my bacon chewy.
Oh, no, it can't be, you know, it pulls out of the sandwich and it
like
pops down and it hits you on the chin. I don't like meat hitting me on the chin. I got a thing about that.
Well, you're not a woman, so of course you don't.
That's not what the boys in the soda shop
chin.
Say, Jay.
Meat on the chin is good.
Well, I tell you, I like bacon on my grilled cheese also.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
Oh. I haven't had that. I'm going to have to try that.
Yeah.
Bacon on the grilled cheese.
Oh, yeah.
And I like cheddar cheese on my grilled cheese and just put some bacon on there.
I like three
back
cheese.
Back up for just a second. On the grilled cheese, do you have your bacon all fried? I guess you have your bacon all fried up and ready to go, and then you grill the cheese?
Yeah.
And
then you
sandwich?
Yeah, you fry up the bacon, and then you take a little bit of the grease and you drizzle it on the griddle for the sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, not really.
Oh,
but beautiful thing.
I'm hungry now.
Yeah, of course, now when you make the grilled cheese, a lot of people don't know, aren't really good at making grilled cheese sandwiches, but, you know, you got the butter on the bread and you put the cheese on there and the bacon and maybe, you know, if you like ham or turkey or something like that on there.
Right.
And you put that part of the sandwich on the griddle there. And just when it's ready to flip, that's when you put the other piece of bread on top. Because if you put it on top while it's the bottom part is cooking up, the top will get all melted and it'll be soggy on top. And again, I don't like soggy sandwiches.
That makes
sense.
You
take this very seriously, don't you?
I want people to know how to make a grilled cheese. It's important.
The next one I make, I'm going to make per your instructions.
It'll be better, I'm telling you, both sides.
Y'all need to follow Java Junkie, because I talk.
I'll do the butter on both sides on both sides of the bread. You know, put the cheese in the middle, and then I grill it, and then I flip it and grill it again.
Yeah.
So I've got the whole sandwich on the grill. On the grill.
So.
Now, one of the best sandwiches ever is a loose meat sandwich.
Oh, that is so yummy.
See? You know
I understand.
What about
an open-faced sandwich?
Oh, yeah, that would be great.
But now, Matt, I understand that you are kind of an expert at making loose meat sandwiches.
I make the best in the world.
Ah.
Okay.
Fry up some. You got to fry up some hamburger, and you got to really beat the shit. You got to beat the hell out of it.
You got to beat your meat.
You got to beat the meat. Better the beating, the better the sandwich. And I'll tell you what, I like to add mushrooms to it and sour cream. It's almost like a beef stroganoff sandwich.
It's pretty good.
Incredible. Oh, it is.
You put that like on a hoagie?
Sounds good.
On a what?
You put that like on a hoagie?
Oh, you can.
A hoagie.
That's good too.
Sandwich. Yeah.
Yeah.
We usually just use plain buns, and it just spills over the edges and stuff, which I know you don't like because you like a neat sandwich, Jay.
Yeah. I don't want it to be too messy.
So where are you two guys from?
I'm from Ohio.
And I'm from Arkansas.
No, what part of Arkansas?
Guy is from my hometown.
Oh, you from Harrison?
I am.
I just announced that earlier.
Yeah, I heard that. I did hear that. I was on here when you said that. And
I'm
actually from Pine Bluff, Arkansas.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to come down and visit you.
Who?
Pine Bluff.
You
guys.
I'm going to go to Ohio.
Pine Bluff is about 45 miles kind of southeast of Little Rock.
Oh.
It's the armpit of the world, man.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
You see, I'm in Dallas now, right?
How am I supposed to depend on you?
Yeah, it's,
you're supposed to be interpreting what I say right now, and you can't even do that.
Well, I feel like an outsider.
What the hell?
Because I feel like an outsider who came to Sunday at the Home.
That's what you get when you have Cracker on the radio.
Cracker on the radio.
The radio.
Cracker on the radio. That's better than tuna fish on the cracker.
That's another sandwich I like.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no,
tuna fish on the cracker?
On the cracker.
Yeah.
Or
on toast.
Schmoop made some last night, and it was spectacular.
Hmm. Y'all love crackers.
I guess
huh?
Now my next question is how you two guys started doing this. Did y'all know each other from before? Or?
Yeah, we went to college together.
Here I am.
We went to MIT.
I'm the listener. I'm the listener doing the interview here.
We got tired of doing shows about theoretical mathematics, and we thought we'd talk about sandwiches.
Yeah, how many listeners did you have hang on for theoretical mathematics? That's my question.
That was a big crowd, let me tell you, man.
Conscious, and they decided that they would just do this instead.
Now we Matt and I have known each other for several years now via the online world.
Right.
Which is really the only world I like to live in. Because because outside of the online world there's way too many people to deal
with. Exactly.
You know, you can't
and
just
you
mute
the,
them.
The online world, if you get tired of them, you just click a button.
Exactly. You can just unfollow them.
In the real world, you actually have to perform and be a human being.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, there's expectations of people
there's
in the real world.
Too many expectations. I hear you. Oh, thirsty.
Do you say you're thirsty?
What?
What's that?
Did you say you're thirsty?
No, that was Java.
But I said mercy.
Oh, I thought you said thirsty.
Kind of like you said roast beef, and I thought it was rusty.
Yeah. Exactly. You're talking interpreting, not me.
Wow.
All right, well, okay, people, I'm fixing to have to back out of here.
All right.
Y'all have all the fun.
Well, I'm glad you
okay.
To come in here.
Yes, what she was talking about being
well,
on there, I wasn't going to miss this.
I'm glad I could tell you guys. I hope that helped you out. I hope
and
I did help.
You got them another listener in there.
Yes, right.
Yeah, so whenever they have our shows, we'll post it up on the Twitter and see if we can get some more people calling them.
Yeah, I'll do what I can.
Yeah. We'll be doing another show on Saturday at noon.
Saturday
right.
At noon, Mark.
I'm a new stupid
all right,
girl.
Y'all have a good night.
All right. See you, Mark.
See you later. Bye.
All right. Thanks for calling.
You bet. Enjoyed it.
Bye.
Y'all have a good night.
You too.
Night.
BTR is going to cut us off in about a minute and a half anyway.
Okay.
So we can get naked for 90 right. seconds.
Do what?
I thought I already was.
Oh. I hope I did all right.
you did great.
You guys are great. I really enjoyed it.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. Thanks for calling.
Now I got to finish my beer by myself. Damn it.
Okay.
But no, you guys are great,
right.
So keep it up.
Well, you can always
all
drink
right.
your beer on Twitter. We'll be on Twitter.
Oh, of course.
We're not going to be passing out anytime soon.
No.
Oh, sweet. Well, I'll be on there.
I had my power nap.
Okay.
Thank you for having me on.
Well, thanks for coming on, Cracker, and
thank
thanks
you.
For taking
all right, and we'll do it again sometime soon. So, thank you, and keep it on.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Night.